It is the room inside Winter Park where decisions are made. A call which changes the life of a young man and changes a franchise. A room which holds so much significance each April. The draft war room at the Vikings Complex has brought countless Pro Bowlers to Minnesota. And again this year, General Manager Rick Spielman is hoping for another successful and impactful draft class.
Welcome to the Minnesota Vikings draft room. Today I'm going to give you a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at what we actually do here on draft day, where people sit, what our functions are, and how we actually operate when we're on the clock. As you look over here, this is our front table. And this is where our ownership, Mark and Ziggy, will sit. Scott Studwell, our college director, sits here. Our ownership group will sit right in the middle here with Coach Frazier. And then I sit on the end right here. The reason I sit on the end is because I can work the draft board behind the curtain and also work the room as well. As we walk over to this side of the room, this will be where all our trades take place. So Rob Brzezinski and George Payton will sit here and work the phones throughout the draft. They'll get a lot of calls coming in, as well as making a lot of calls as we try to move up and down the draft board. As you look over to the back of the room here, you see all these tables sitting. This table back here is where all our medical staff will sit. This is where our head athletic trainer, Eric Sugarman, sits. This is also where we have our orthopedic doctor and our internist. And when we do get on the draft board, if we're getting ready to take a player, a lot of times I will say, we know we've been through this, but are you okay with us taking this player from a medical standpoint? So they always have all their files here. Any question that comes up on a player from a medical standpoint, we have full access to that while we're in this draft room. As you look at all these tables on this side of it, this is where all the scouts sit. Each of our area scouts has their own designated table. There's not a lot of talking going on during a draft at all. Most of that has happened when we've been in the draft meetings over the past 2 weeks with our coaches and with our scouts in this room. So basically, they sit here. They go ahead and give an opinion if I ask for opinion. If not, we're pretty much set on the game plan that we will go ahead and proceed to do during draft day. As you look over to these two back tables over here, this is where our phone lines are. This is where one of our scouts will sit, and if we're getting ready to make a pick, we'll make sure we get that player on the phone to make sure he's healthy, to make sure everything's okay with him. And after we decide to take that player, we'll actually have him on the phone. We'll turn it into the league. I will come back here. Coach Frazier will come back here and congratulate him being the next Minnesota Viking. As we look over to this side of the room, this is where our New York lines are. So we have two people sitting here through the whole draft from the time the clock goes off the first pick all the way down to the last pick in the draft. We are constantly on the phone with New York. We have two scouts. They're at sitting at our table in New York City. Once we determine who we're going to take, Scott Studwell will grab the card. He will read the card to the people in New York. New York then will write down the name, the position, and the school of that player, and then we'll turn it in, and it'll be announced on draft day. This table over here is basically our computer table. This is where a lot of our IT people will sit. So as the draft's proceeding, what we have done was put up every team's needs, and that'll be projected on the screens to the back of you over here. And as a team fills a need, we'll go ahead and say that need is filled. So when they pick the next round, if we're, for example, looking for a receiver, and they have taken a receiver in the first round, and we may look at a receiver in the second round, for example, we know if that team's picking right ahead of us, they're probably not going to take a receiver. They have that need filled. If, for example, the team did not take a receiver that's picking right ahead of us, and we may also want to look at that position, that's where potentially we will try to move up in the draft to jump that team in order to get the player we want to pick. So this is basically what it looks like. That's kind of the assignments everybody has in this draft room. That's kind of how we operate on draft day. It's been a long process. It's a 9-month process. I can't tell you how excited we are this year to add another great draft class to the Minnesota Vikings.
Join us next Sunday for a special draft edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron to get an all-access pass to draft week with the Minnesota Vikings. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.